Jesus said, "Here I am, touch me, I am not a ghost. A ghost does not have flesh and bones as I have." He is saying that the resurrection body is made of flesh and bones. And yes, Jesus did miraculously appear in the room. We have a few cases where people didn't know his identity immediately, not because he didn't look like Jesus. We're told, for instance, on the Emmaus Road that God then opened their eyes so that they could see that this was Jesus. In other words, God had closed their eyes to the fact that this was Jesus walking with them, not because he was so unlike Jesus. It was a miracle. It was something that God did. So the disciples, when they're at a distance, they don't recognize him. Mary, in the darkness of the morning, at first she doesn't recognize him. She thinks he's dead, of course. She knows he's dead, right? Because he died 3 days earlier. He was buried. But then as soon as she hears his voice, she looks at him and says, "Rabboni, my master, my teacher." She knows who he is. This is really Jesus. If you look at Jesus and his relationships with Peter and Thomas, they take on the character of the relationship he's had with these same apostles in the past. There's continuity between this life and the next. There's continuity between this relationship with this person. And that is a picture of what's to come for us. Think about the fact that Jesus spent 40 days in his resurrected body. And we're told about how he appeared to James and he appears to this group. And of course, there's the Emmaus Road. And then there's the group without Thomas. And then there's the apostles with Thomas. And then there's the 500 on one occasion, the 500 people who saw him in his resurrection body. Probably most of the appearances in that 40 days we're not told about. It appears that he was regularly coming around to people, spending time with the apostles. Now, why is that? Why didn't he ascend after one day after his resurrection, or two or three or 4 days? Why was it 40 days? I think it's because we're supposed to have this clear picture of the resurrected Jesus living on planet Earth. That's a foretaste of the fact that in our resurrection bodies, we are going to live on planet Earth. And not just the old Earth, not just for the millennial kingdom, but for the new Earth, the transformed Earth, the regenerated, redeemed, resurrected Earth. We're going to live in it, that physical place, with our physical bodies, in actual relationships with each other, where we make things with our hands, where we talk, exercising our vocal cords, where we eat and drink, eating real food, drinking real drink. Isaiah 25 says, the Lord God himself will prepare the feast. And what a feast that's going to be. God is our chef. You've got to be kidding. I mean, it's unbelievable. He not only creates the raw materials, the food and the drink, but he actually prepares the meal. And Jesus referred continuously to banquets and sitting down. Banquets, times of storytelling and celebration. His original hearers knew what a banquet was. When you eat and drink, and we're going to come from the east and the west and sit at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whenever you would say this, people knew what that was. The banquet was the fun time. It was the celebration. It was glorious. And all this will happen in a world no longer under the curse. Wow. That is the promise of Scripture. So let's not have this impoverished view of heaven that's Casper the Friendly Ghost floating around. Nobody wants to grow up to be a ghost. No child's ambition is to one day be a ghost. No wonder people don't like the Christian idea of heaven they have often heard in churches. In fact, it's not the biblical idea of heaven at all. The biblical idea of heaven is resurrected, embodied, planet Earth, new Earth, new solar system, new galaxy, new universe. The new heavens and the new Earth ruled over by God's people under the King of Kings and his ultimate rulership. We will rule, we will invent, we will create, we will be his image bearers forever, for the glory of God. Rejoice in that and pass that view of heaven onto your church, to your children, to your grandchildren, and watch how excited they can become about God's promise of the world to come.